is a blessing that a wasiyat is what is written on a person's wall. But wasiyat is that advice that is given to a person, to his children, etc., that after I pass away, his wife, his children, after in his family, after I pass away, even how you should behave, what you should do, this is also part of wasiyat. This is also something that a person should do, giving them advice, general advice. One is that financial advice, how his bequests, etc., should be treated. The other is how they should behave as far as their imaniyat is concerned, as far as their deen is concerned. So whatever advice is giving them, as far as their practice is concerned after death, that is called wasiyat or bequest. So here he called his son and he's telling his son that the thing that is worrying me the most is that money that I owe people. So from here we learn that Sahaba, that even their life didn't mean so much to them, like how their deaths meant and those dues that they had upon them, what that meant to them was more than their own life. So here he's telling, I'm worried about my debts. And oh son, do you think that my assets will cover my liabilities, my assets will cover my debts? He's asking his son. And then he tells his son that one third of the estate, one third of that should go to your children. In other words, to his grandchildren. And then he tells his son also further, he says that if ever you're having a problem paying those money, then just ask the master of Zubair. Just ask my master. So he was worried that I'm the son of my father. I don't know who's my father's master. When he asked his father, what do you mean? He said, my master is Allah. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him, he will make it easy for you. So he says that during the course of him administering the estate, that many times he found it difficult to come up with cash. And when this happened, he would just make dua that, oh, the Mawla of Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, assist me. And then immediately he would find assistance and he was able to pay off that money. So now, we mentioned that he had one property called Ghaba. He had 11 houses in Medina Sharif. He had 2 in Basra. He had a house in Egypt. He had a house in Kufa. So here, this part of the hadith is showing how that property he had in called Ghaba, how that was distributed and what barakat Allah had given him. One point before we mention this is that the brother of Zubair radiallahu anhu came to his son, to Zubair radiallahu anhu's son. The brother came and asked him, how much is your father owing? So he said, I just told him 100,000. He said, I don't think his assets will cover that 100,000. I don't think he'll be able to pay it off. So he said, but if you do have a problem, come and see me. I will try and assist. So now he says that, what if I told you that his liabilities were 2.2 million rand? So he said, if his liabilities were 2.2 million rand, then obviously he won't be able to pay it off. So then here they're explaining now how he went about distributing just that one property, Raba, and how he sold it. So here the hadith mentions, وَكَانَ الزُّبَيْرُ قَدِ اشْتَرَى الْغَابَ بِسَبْعِينَ وَمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ فَبَاعَهَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِأَلْفٍ وَسِتَّمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ ثُمَّ قَامَ فَقَالَ مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى الزُّبَيْرِ شَيْءٌ فَلْيُوَافِنَا بِالْغَابَ. So he says that this property in Ghaba, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu had purchased it for 170,000. That was the purchase price. But when he sold it for 1.6 million. So it is showing how much barakat Allah Ta'ala gives when a person is sincere. Here the brother was saying that 1 million, 100,000 is too much. But just one property of this Ghaba, that he purchased 170,000, he sold it for 1.6 million rand. And here he's explaining how he went about selling it. ثُمَّ قَامَ فَقَالَ مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى الزُّبَيْرِ بِشَيْنِ. That anybody, he went and started announcing. He said, anybody that my father owes money to, please come and see me, meet me by this property called Ghaba. Come and meet me there, I will pay you. فَأَتَاهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ جَعْفَرُ وَكَانَ لَهُ عَلَى الزُّبَيْرِ أَرْبَعَمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ فَقَالَ لِعَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِنْ شِئْتُمْ تَرَكْتُهَا لَكُمْ قَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ لَا قَالَ فَإِنْ شِئْتُمْ جَعَلْتُمُوهَا فِيمَا تُؤَخِّرُونَ إِنْ أَخَّرْتُمْ فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ لَا قَالَ فَاقْطَعُوا لِي قِطْعَةً فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ لَكَ مِنْ هَا هُنَا إِلَى هَا هُنَا. So a person by the name of Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu came and met him there at this property Ghaba, and he said that your father was owing me 400,000. So, and then he tells him, but you know what, if you want, I will forgive this whole 400,000, I'll wipe it off, I won't ask for it. Or, so he said, no, I want to pay it. My father wanted me to pay all my debts, I want to pay it. So the next thing he offered, he said, okay, what I'll do is I'll allow you deferred terms, you can pay later when you get the money, etc. He said, no. So then he said, okay, if that's the case, then why don't you give me a small piece of this land? You give me a small piece of this land, then that will cover up. So he said, that makes sense. So he said, from here till there, 2 fixed points, he gave it to him. So he said, I'm happy to take this in lieu of my debt. So that's how he sold 400,000 of that property. Then he goes on to, the hadith goes on to say, وَبَقِيَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةُ أَسْهُمٍ وَنِصْفٍ فَقَدِمَ عَلَى مُعَاوِيَ وَإِنَّهُ عَمْرُ بْنُ عُثْمَانَ وَالْمُنْذِرِ بْنُ زُبَيْرٍ وَابْنُ زَمْعَةٍ فَقَالَ لَهُ مُعَاوِيَةٌ. So then what he did was the balance of that land, he made it 4.5 shares. So 400,000 went away, he made the balance of that land 4.5 shares. So what he did with his 4.5 shares was, he went up to Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. While Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was sitting, there were three other people sitting with him. The other three persons that were sitting with him was Munzir ibn Zubair, ibn Zam'ah, and Uthman radiallahu anhum. So he mentions that these people were sitting there, and then he went to tell Muawiyah radiallahu anhu that I've got this balance, this 4.5 shares. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asked him that what is each share worth? So he said 100,000. So those three people that were sitting there, they said, we want to take each one share for 100,000 each. So there was 1.5 shares remaining. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, قَدْ أَخَذْتُ مِنْهَا سَهْمًا بِمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ. So each one took a share for 100,000, and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he took the balance of the share for 150,000. So here he just explaining that, وَقَالَ إِبْنُ زَمْعَةَ قَدْ أَخَذْتُ سَهْمًا بِمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ وَقَالَ وَمُعَاوِيَةَ كَمْ بَقِيَ مِنْهَا قَالَ سَهْمٌ وَنِصْفُ سَهْمٍ قَالَ قَدْ أَخَذْتُهُ بِخَمْسِينَ وَمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ قال وباع عبد الله بن جعفر نصيبه من معاويه ب600,000 فلما فرغ ابن الزبير من قضاء دينه قال بن الزبير اقسم بيننا ميراثنا. So what happened was that this one person that was sitting there, he mentions, he's also the rawi of the hadith, he says that his name was Ibn Zam'ah. He says that what I did, I was also sitting there when he came. He said, I took one share for 100,000, and immediately I sold that same share I bought for 100,000 to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu for 600,000. So although Muawiyah radiallahu anhu took 1.5 shares for 150, he said that one share that I took for 100,000, I also sold it back to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu for 600,000. This hadith is just showing that when a person is sincere, how much of barakat Allah puts in his property, how much Allah puts in his wealth, then even those people that are buying it, they are also seeing the barakat. So person just buys it, and then he sells it back to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu for 600,000, he made 500,000 profit immediately. So then he's saying, now what happened was, the children of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu came, in other words, the grandchildren of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, they said, they'd give us our share. They had that one from the wasiyat, they were told that they'll get one third of that estate. So they came to ask, please give us, oh father, give us our share. So then Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu told his children, la. He said, I will not give you إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى except that لَا أُقْسِمُ بَيْنَكُمْ حَتَّى أُنَادِي بِالْمُوسِمْ أَرْبَى سِنِينَ. He said that I will not give you your share until I announce in Hajj for 4 years. Anybody that this money is owing to, they must claim. In other words, I don't want to pay off this estate and give up the wasiyat and the additional portion when there are still people owing money. So what I will do is, for 4 years I will announce. So you see, when the father is honest, Allah Pak makes it such that the son also that is distributing the estate is totally honest. These were his own children that were asking him now for their share. He said, I'm not going to give you all a share until I announce it properly if anybody is owing money, and then last I will give you all. فَلَمَّا مَضَى أَرْبَعُ سِنِينَ قَسَمَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَدَفَعَ الثُّلُثِ. After 4 years had passed and 4 years of him announcing in Hajj, then only he gave his own children their share. وكان للزبير أربع نسوة فأصاب كل امرأة ألف ألف ومائة ألف. Hazrat Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنه had 4 wives when he passed away. Each wife had got 1.2 million then. Each wife had got 1.2 million. فجميع ماله 50,000 و100,000 رواه البخاري. And his total estate, this is the point the hadith is mentioning, that his total estate after everything was distributed off, after all the debts, amounted to 50.2 million. This was the barakat Allah Pak had given Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At one stage his brother was saying that his assets won't even cover 100,000 debts. But after all the debts and everything, his estate was worth 50.2 million. So this hadith is showing us the importance of person being honest, importance of a person doing what he's supposed to do. The rest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do from his side, and not only that, Allah will put that additional barakat that nobody could perceive. Even he, the owner of the property, didn't even know. He said, oh my son, do you think that I will be able to cover my debts? I'm so worried about it. Forget covering the debts, what excess Allah Pak had given him, because of his ikhlas. May Allah Pak also give us that level of ikhlas. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi.